Brilliance Audio presents Answer Them Nothing, Bringing Down the Polygamous Empire of Warren Jeffs by Deborah Weyerman, performed by Kate Marson. Prologue. The Raid. On July 26, 1953, the fully eclipsed moon didn't afford the lookouts any light, but they knew what to expect. Polygamist sympathizers in Salt Lake City had tipped the leaders of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, FLDS, that Arizona Governor Howard Pyle intended to raid their isolated stronghold on the Utah-Arizona border, and he meant to do it conclusively. The boy sentries stationed on the highest ground of the unofficial town of Short Creek felt the rumble of heavy military transport trucks well before the darkened column's silhouette appeared against the desert's star-blurred horizon, affording them ample time to race back to town before Pyle's 200 troops, more than Short Creek's entire adult population, poured into the settlement. Some accounts record that fully alerted FLDS leaders shattered the pre-dawn silence with dynamite blasts, the signal for the faithful to gather and greet their oppressors. The alarming ordnance display reassured Pyle that his decision to bring a heavily armed, overwhelming force into a dirt farming community, bursting with women and children, was justified. After a 5-month investigation, his investigators had informed him that this collection of child rapists and welfare embezzlers had amassed a dazzling arsenal for defense against the imminent apocalypse, stashing guns and explosives in the giant caves pocking the soaring red cliffs behind the town. Pyle also never second-guessed his decision to invite truckloads of press well marinated to the lurid details of his 5-month investigation into FLDS, an investigation that proved myriad crimes, not least of which was the appalling practice of marrying girls as young as 12 to old men who'd accumulated up to 20 other women. "We could do no less than this," an emotional Pyle declared during an address describing the plight of FLDS children he called innocent chattels, victimized by a handful of foul men from whom the children were, without hope of escaping their degrading slavery from the moment of their birth. Once his reporters told Americans the truth about Short Creek, Pyle knew that a raid that might seem extreme at first blush would be not only understood, but embraced. But FLDS leaders knew the press was coming, too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?